And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Can I help?
I'm Nick Green. I'm looking for my wife, Heather. I believe she was here recently.
You need to speak to my boss. Carmella, Mr. Green wants to have a word.
Hello, Nick. What's the problem?
It's Heather. She hasn't come home and I'm really worried.
Have you phoned her?
Well, it keeps going to voicemail.
She did come to the food bank meeting.
I know. She told me where she was going. Do you know where she went afterwards?
I really can't say. I mean, we all went our separate ways when the meeting broke up.
Did she go off with anyone else?
I didn't really see.
I'm sure she'll be all right. Once she gets her messages, she'll ring you.
You don't understand. Heather is not well.
She seemed fine at the meeting.
Well, physically she's fine, but mentally she's very fragile.
I didn't know.
Well, she's probably too embarrassed to talk about it. But believe me, she has serious problems. She shouldn't really be out on her own in case... Well, I'm just very worried about her.
Maybe she's already back home.
Well, she mentioned Anne, who works for the council. I'll try her on my way back.
I'm sure you'll find her soon.
Oh, I will definitely find her. Be sure of that.
Thank goodness he's gone.
It's not like you to lie to people.
I did not lie. I said I couldn't help him.
But she's upstairs, isn't she?
She begged me not to tell anyone. She just needs some space to get her head together.
Here's not a good place. Anyone could see her if she came down.
You're right. If she feels she still can't go back, we'll have to find somewhere else for her.
Hi, Chantal.
Thought you could use some company.
Come in.
I have food and wine.
Thanks, but I can't eat.
Seriously, can you resist Carmella's toasties?
Maybe later.
Oh, let's have a drink then. Here, get this down you.
Thanks.
Oh, so, how are you doing?
Not good. House feels so empty.
Oh, I know. After David died, it was like my life was full of spaces where he should have been. It was awful.
How did you cope?
Made noise.
What?
As soon as I got in, I would switch on the radio, just to have some sound in the house. It helped.
But you knew David would never come back. I keep hoping that Jade...
The Jade you want, the one who loves kids, doesn't exist. Believe me, we talked about it.
Jade discussed our business with you?
No, not like that. When she was helping me with legal stuff, we had a conversation about children, and she said she doesn't want them. Ever.
I just don't understand. It's such a waste to have a house and a successful business and no children to share it.
If she did come back, one of you would have to compromise, and it wouldn't be Jade, so... Face it, Fiona, she's gone.
Oh, I feel so empty. I can see years of nothing. No partner, no kids, just growing into a lonely old woman no one wants. Oh, and getting pity invites to Christmas dinner.
Oh, it will get better. Oh,
I can't see it.
Well, let's start by putting the toasties in the microwave. You'll feel a lot better in the morning if you don't have a hangover.
Where are you going, Dad?
Thought I'd grab a bite at Carmella's, toasty or something.
Oh, you can't. Her toasties are far too fattening. I thought Mum left food in the fridge for you at home.
I'm starving. What I had at lunch wouldn't have fed a rabbit.
Dad, you need to lose weight.
I am not fat, Samantha. I have large frame and big bones.
Dad, it is not a bone making your stomach stick out like that.
My stomach does not stick out.
You could hardly fit into the Santa costume. Honestly, if you'd made any sudden movements, you could have really embarrassed yourself.
You sound just like your mother.
Well, she's right. It's not healthy to be overweight.
I'm as fit as anyone else on the golf course.
Walking from the car to the bar does not count as exercise.
Well, they do serve very good salads there. Perhaps I should stop for one on my way home.
Oh, and a beer to wash it down? I don't think so.
For goodness sake, it's not like I'm an alcoholic.
Alcohol is very fattening.
Am I to have no pleasures left?
Well, once you've lost some weight, you can start to treat yourself.
All right, all right. Let's start this awful new regime tomorrow.
No, Dad. Tomorrow, you'll be saying exactly the same thing and you'll never get started.
But really,
No, Dad. If you start today, then you can do a dry January.
A what?
A completely alcohol-free January. Lots of people are doing it.
What?
In fact, I can make a salad. Why don't you have supper with me? Start the year as you mean to go on.
Well,
yes. That's settled then. See you upstairs.
I don't want to bother you, Carmella, but I've got a terrible headache. Any chance of a cup of tea?
You made me jump, Heather. There's no need to creep down the stairs like that. You're quite safe here. Nick's not about.
Sorry, I know I'm safe, but I'd rather be a million miles away from here right now, if truth be told.
Well, yes, yesterday was a strain for all of us. But you have to stay upstairs, out of sight.
I know Nick can't find me up there, but... Oh, I'm ever so hungry. I only had half a sandwich a day.
I'll make you a bacon roll and a cup of coffee if you take it upstairs, all right?
It's awfully claustrophobic. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but...
I know, but I've had an idea I want to run past you.
Oh, Carmella! Is that Nick? Quick, where can I hide? Carmella, help me!
Stop panicking! Quick, go through that door and up the stairs.
Oh, thank you, Carmella, thank you. But... Oh, my sandwich.
I said I'll bring it up to you and I will.
Carmella, what is it? What's that? Is it Nick?
No, it's a young couple with a pram. Relax, Heather. Now, we need to have a serious chat. If you really don't want Nick to find out where you are, why not lie low at Charlotte's and Raymond's? They'll put you up.
Penistone? Oh, I don't know. Their new house? I couldn't, surely.
Why not? The two of them have plenty of room. It's isolated. They're both busy working and they won't even notice you're there.
Ah, PC Evans. I got your message.
Thank you for coming in, Mr. Green. Your wife, I'm pleased to say, has been found safe and well.
Oh, that is good news. Where is she?
I'm sorry, Mr. Green, but Mrs. Green has requested that we do not divulge her whereabouts.
What? Well, that's ridiculous. I'm her husband. I have a right to know.
I'm sorry, sir, but Mrs. Green is fully entitled to her privacy if that's what she chooses.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, you've obviously seen her to speak to, so she must still be in Huntsford.
I have seen Mrs. Green, but I have to abide by her wishes. Confidentiality is her right. Why that is not police business.
You do know she shouldn't be on her own, don't you?
I must repeat, Mr. Green, that we have located Mrs. Green and she is safe and well. And that being so, she is no longer a missing person.
Well, you know she's suicidal. Suicides don't wear badges to identify themselves as about to do something stupid like jumping off a bridge, do they?
Oh, now, Mr. Green, don't get yourself worked up unnecessarily. Witnesses saw Mrs. Green at a meeting and she was her usual friendly self.
Friendly? Who was she talking to? What were they talking about? I ought to know. I don't want people taking advantage of her kind nature.
I'm sure no one would do that. Has anything been bothering your wife lately?
Just what are you accusing me of? I'll have you know I play golf with the Chief Constable.
Alison, you seen Fiona? She's very late.
Oh, come on, Raymond, don't worry. She's a tough cookie. She probably feels a bit rough after drinking too much. Who wouldn't?
After all the lectures she's given me in the past about being on time.
Jordan, cut Fiona a bit of slack. She probably deserves a duvet day.
Anyway, Mario, where's Sam? Have you done away with her?
Ah, very funny. She's gone shopping with her mum. They're having a girly day out or something.
I don't think I've ever done that.
A lucky escape, if you ask me.
Sorry, you two, but do you think we might manage to get some work done?
All right, boss, keep your air on.
Alison, I am genuinely worried about Fiona. It's not like her not to ring in. I think I'll go round and check up on her.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'd let her sort herself out in her own time. You can't rush getting over a breakup.
Season 4, Episode 1 was written by Helen Cooley and Episode 2, Jean Fairbairn. Camilla was played by Beryl Ann Whitehead, Vicky Elaine Lowndin, Nick Pete Warman, Chantelle Becky Zarati, Fiona Angie Pike, Sam Chloe Fagan-Webb, Raymond Ben West, Heather Wendy Underwood, PC Evans Julie Young, Mario Tony Irving, Jordan Anna Cooley, and Alison Jane McKercher-Kay. The recording engineers were Tony Irving and Elaine Lambdin. Assistant engineer and gopher, Alex Lambdin. Post-production engineer, Stuart Bean. Sounds, HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson and Wavelengths and Trimming World's theme tune, James Silverside. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelengths Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.